Well, good morning and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios, the voice of the Tri-County. This morning I have with me a good friend, many, many years, Jeff Heitzik. Welcome, Jeffrey.
Thank you. Good morning, Chris.
Did they ever call you Jeffrey growing up?
Only when I was in trouble.
You're in trouble? Well, see, Jeffrey, what's your middle name?
Richard.
Jeffrey Richard. Yes. So, Jeffrey Richard Heitzik.
Mm-hmm.
Heck of a name.
Long name.
Is that Irish?
German.
German. Yeah, very German.
Yeah.
I knew that. I was just kidding.
I know.
Yes. There's a few Heitziks around here.
A lot of Heitziks.
How many Heitziks we got?
Oh, there's a lot. There's
50? 100?
Oh, there's more than that. When my great-grandmother, I think last time we counted, there was 250 descendants from her. So
your great-grandmother, 250?
Yeah, she lived to be 111. So,
Do you know when, what ancestor came over to America?
Her father. What came over as 5-year-old.
So your great-great-grandfather?
Yeah, Bobo Schmieder. His name was Joe Schmieder, Bobo Schmieder. And he came over to 5 in 1873, I think, and she was born in 1885.
Did they come to Jerseyville? Where'd they go?
Beltrees.
How'd they end up? I know they had the land somewhere.
Something with a farm. They sold a farm in Beltrees and ended up buying the farm west of town, and
No, I'm talking about coming from Germany here.
You know, I'm not sure why they settled here. We've got a couple books.
1873. There was a lot of people moving in here in 1870.
Lots.
You know, I think at that point in time, Jerseyville area was really starting to get it together as far as a settlement goes.
Yeah.
I know that from Connor Ashlock.
Yeah, Connor knows. Connor keeps up with all that.
Oh, yeah, he got a history lesson the other day.
I bet you did.
Yes, he knows a lot. You grew up on a farm.
Grew up on the farm.
Yep. But now, you sell cars.
Sell cars, the last 32 and a half years.
Yes.
So,
how was it growing up on the farm?
Well, there's always something to do on the farm. And I mean,
how'd you get away from the farm? I mean,
well, the farm at the time, the farm wasn't big enough to think about staying on the farm. So, and then one day, 32 and a half years ago, Dave Dwyer called me and asked me if I wanted a job. And I said, let's try it. I knew I wanted to sell cars sometime. I used to buy and sell a lot of cars on the side.
So when you were like in high school?
Oh, 18, 19 after high school. I'd buy a car, drive it a little bit, sell it, buy another one. It was just kind of fun. I liked cars.
Uh-huh.
So I always knew I wanted to sell cars sometime. And when he called and offered me a job, I thought, well, let's try it for a few years. And 32 years later, we're still doing it.
So do you have any siblings?
Two sisters.
Two sisters.
Angie and Wendy.
Older, younger?
Younger.
Younger.
All right. Younger.
Okay.
So
they take care of big brother?
They think they do, but they're a little bossy. So.
Well, car sales. How many cars have you sold over the years?
Oh, I don't know. I always wondered.
Thousands?
Probably.
Been doing it for 32 years.
Yeah. You know, even at a couple hundred a year, it's a lot of cars.
Yes. Do you enjoy it?
Love it. I mean, I don't hunt, fish, golf. I don't have any hobbies, so this is my hobby. As long as I can do it, I'll do it forever, probably.
What's different now, right now? How are things better or worse than over the last 32 years?
Oh, I think things are always better every year. The technology is the big thing. Keeping up with the technology. That's every year there's new technology, and the older we get, the less we absorb that technology. So right. That's the challenging part. But as far as, you know, the cars are better. Ford does a good job with incentives and keeping people coming in the doors, and that's what it's all about.
Yes. And I noticed on the lot, you got a lot of cars.
A lot of cars. We've sold a lot of new cars the last few months, last 5 or 6 months, so we've got a lot of good trades. So it's built our trade used cars up. And, of course, the new cars, we're getting more of those from the factory all the time. So,
what's your stand, your opinion on the electric cars, the hybrid cars?
I'm a big proponent of hybrids. Hybrids give us all you can make. and that's Ford supposedly concentrating on that as of right now. We should see some more hybrids coming down the pipe here soon. Electric, I'm not against them. There's a right place and a right people for them, but it's for the masses. It's not the way to go. You know, if you jump in your car and you want to drive 1,000 miles today, you're going to have to stop. That's going to take you 2 days because you're going to have to stop and juice your car up.
Right. Explain the hybrid car.
Hybrid is a gas and battery. So you've got your engine. You need power. Your engine is taking over. You're going. When you hit your brakes, that wasted energy that used to be wasted energy now goes back and charges your batteries for your hybrid. If you're in town or under, I think it's 40 mile an hour now, you're a golf cart. You're working on those batteries. You're just very quiet, no engine running. You're just working on batteries, and so you're not burning any fuel. So that's how a lot of our hybrids are getting into 38 to 45. I've got people getting 48 miles per gallon out of these hybrids.
Sounds like to me that hybrids,
that's the way to go.
The choice.
That's the choice.
Over electric.
That's our choice.
Yeah.
So we just need to get more of them.
You've heard a lot of things. I've heard a lot of things about electric cars and the batteries, what we're doing with the batteries. Any updates on that?
No, just the same stuff that you guys hear. It's, you know, oh, what are you going to do when the batteries go bad? Well, we won't know for a few years. But it's for the right people there, it's fine. But for the most of the masses that like to travel and make time, I don't have the patience to stop every 3 hours.
I don't see how you can.
You know.
I don't see how you could.
But if you had a fleet of vans out there and they go come in every day, night, plug them in, they're charged the next day.
I rode an electric car several years ago, first electric car I ever rode in. I was in California, in San Diego. And my cousin, who lived about an hour away, came down and we got together. Mm-hmm. And he had his electric car. And it was perfect for him because mm-hmm. he worked about an hour away. And he'd, you know, drive an hour, go back, charge it up next day, same thing.
Perfect.
It worked out really well. Good acceleration on those electric cars.
The best. That's the other thing I was going to say. I would put the off the line up against a Shelby or a Corvette. They're that fast off the line.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll just put you in the back seat.
Yeah, that's what I found amazing mm-hmm. on those. He had like a button on, I don't know, on this electric car that he could actually push a button. And on any seat he wanted in the car, he could make it like you were letting off gas.
Oh, really?
It would fake.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
So yeah. he could do. And, of course, he did that to me. And Brenda goes, Chris. And I go, hey, it wasn't me. So
that's good.
Now, recently, there at Ford Motor Company, you guys won an award. Tell me about that.
We won the President's Award. We won it over the last 100 years. I don't know what year they started that, but we've won it about 4 or 5 times. It's a small percentage of the dealers that make the grade. Their percentages are up as far as customer. It's all about customer satisfaction, service satisfaction. And we do a very good job of we hope and we try to keep our customers happy in the service and on sales. And that all of those numbers all compile all year long. And this year we made it again. So that was great.
Well, you know, that's quite a feather in your cap.
Yeah.
And you're the leading salesman, I suppose, for the company.
Well, I'm the sales manager and salesman. I guess I do so most because I've been there the longest. So,
yeah. How has things changed since COVID is over with?
COVID as backwards as we thought it was going to be and as bad, there's some things that it helped.
Oh, yeah?
People got used to ordering cars again instead of having to have one on the lot. Okay. So if you wanted a car, there wasn't any on the lots, you had to order it, which made it, you know, you got exactly what you wanted. Took a little time. You couldn't get in a hurry, but it came in. You could pick and choose your colors, your equipment. And once people got used to that, it was great. And we took a little more time. We entered it in with your email address. So you got updates the same updates that I would get. So I didn't have to have the customers
calling.
I didn't have 100 customers at a time calling me, wondering when their car was coming. They were getting updates as much the same as I was getting.
So well, what's the typical,
we still use that.
What's the typical timeline on a new car?
Now, depending on the car and how hot the car is, we're back to probably 6 to 8 weeks on some of this stuff, which is good because during COVID, it was 3 to 7 months.
Yeah, 6 to 8 isn't bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I always heard this, okay, and you correct me if you're wrong. I don't know how you could control it, but they say, you know, you're best to buy a car Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, not on Monday and Friday. Is that true
or
false?
Well, it was, I think what you're leaning towards is you didn't want to buy a car that was built on a Monday or a Friday.
Yeah.
But, there's hardly a way to track that.
Yeah.
Because people ready for the weekend, people coming back from a long weekend. But we don't know when those cars are built exactly. We can trace it to within a day or two.
I'll ask you this. Typically, how long does it take to build a car or a truck?
I would love to go through a plant. I've only been to one plant in St. Louis years ago, and I think they kicked a new one off the assembly line. Once they had the line full, I thought they were every 3 or 4 minutes, one went off the end of the assembly line.
But I'm asking, does it take a day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days?
I believe from very start to finish, it would probably, I think it's down around a day to build a car.
No kid.
Yeah, because by the time you start it and go, but of course, once you get the pipeline full, then it's kicking them off.
Has anything changed, as much changed except, to the back in the day, of course, Henry Ford started the conveyor, or what do you call that?
The assembly line. Yeah, from what I gathered and from what I saw years ago, even in St. Louis, was the automation. You got robots doing so much, big robots and lasers, and they're welding. I watch those videos all the time, and they're building. There's not as many workers, unfortunately, but of course, more precision with the
and more robot. Workers running the equipment, I suppose.
You got to have
monitoring equipment.
Yeah, you got to have monitors. Yeah, it's come a long way since Henry Ford's day, of course, but it's better. They're getting ready to build. I was reading yesterday, Blue Oval City in Tennessee. It's going to be the most up-to-date modern plant. I believe they're going to build the next generation F-150 electric down there. And I would love to tour it when it's done.
Well, you probably should.
I think I should.
Tell me about a little bit about this. You've heard of this Carvana, where people buy cars and trucks online?
I've never dealt with them personally. I've heard horror stories. I've heard okay stories. I've heard they were going bankrupt. I try to read those automotive magazines, and they're buying. When you got somebody buying cars over the internet without seeing one,
I know
you don't know. Until they,
but I know people have done it.
I've known people that have done it too, and I've had people that have had good experiences and bad experiences with it. But that company like that's not going to be around long. Because you're going to buy some piece of junk at this price, and you're going to get it back, and the reconditioning is going to eat any profit up that you had in that car.
Yeah, then the word gets out, and then people just don't trust
it. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, people just don't trust it.
Okay, 32 years in the business.
32.
In those 32 years, give me your basic philosophy and what you do. As far as selling cars, what's your philosophy?
Basic philosophy. One thing I remember when David Dwyer hired me, he says, never lie to the customer. It'll come back to bite you. And we try to live by that every day. Don't lie to the customer. Take care of the customers. It's all customer driven. You've got to make the customer happy when they're buying a car. You've got to keep them happy after the sale when they're for their service, because nobody's more undone than a customer with a car broke down. No matter what, if that car's broke down, their life's done.
Oh yeah,
they've got to. They can't motivate. So you've got to get that car in and keep it serviced and keep them happy. And if you do that, it's all about the customer. You got to keep the customers happy, or they're not coming back.
Well, there's some people you can't keep happy.
There's a few that you can't make happy no matter what you do. But that's just part of dealing with the public.
Yes. How about the ability to find cars? I come in and I go, hey, I'm looking for this particular car or truck.
That's always hard because somebody's got something in their mind,
mm-hmm.
and that exact car may or may not be out there. We've been pretty good over the years at finding something close for people. I've gone to the auction for probably the last 25 years, I guess. And now we do that on the computer. I sit at my desk and watch the auction, and they're going across there live, and I'm clicking against the other bidders around the country or on the line, and we're buying a car, and it just ships it into us then. They describe it. We've got a sheet we read, and shows you the scratches, shows you the stain in the seat.
And you're seeing a live video.
I'm seeing a live video, yeah.
Can you see all of it? I mean, can you see, like, if there's any rust damage on it? Or
yeah, and we don't buy anything old.
Okay.
We only buy from Ford at a dealer's Ford sales, all we buy.
Okay.
Because we know what we're getting. And because my philosophy has always been, if somebody's selling a used car, an older one, why aren't they, if it's such a good car, why aren't they selling off their parking lot?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to buy anything that's out of warranty. I don't want to buy somebody else's junk and, you know, somebody else to have trouble with it. We stay away from that stuff. Now, you know, we could probably sell some more cars, but I really don't want to sell something that another dealer didn't want to sell.
Are these cars that coming off the auction on the program cars,
uh-huh.
are they cars that have been leased?
Leased, rentals, some repossessions through Ford Credit. We'll have some repossessions. I typically don't buy those unless it's a very low mileage repossession for some reason. But mostly leased or factory cars, the exec-driven cars.
I see.
You know, they've got all their executives in cars and their managers, and so they turn those cars every so many months, and they ship them back to the auction.
When you're buying a car, what is the time span between when you actually start bidding on it and you buy it?
They're running probably 3 cars a minute in front of, across there, so you've got about 20 seconds to...
And you're watching 3 cars at one time?
No, just one at a time. There are times where I'm watching 2 sales at once, like if Chicago's got a lot of... They'll have 2 lanes going.
Uh-huh.
I'll be watching 2 different lanes. But usually we're just watching 1 lane, 1 car at a time. But that's going through about in 20 seconds, that car's gone. And once the bidding's finished, boom, it's the next car. So that bidding's finished, next car.
Okay, Jeff, I know you. I know where you're set up at and your desk right out front. Mm-hmm. And I've been in there a few times where the auction's going on. Mm-hmm. That's got to be tough.
It is.
Because people are coming in, they're going, hey, Jeff.
Sometimes I just have to close my partition and keep people out because it is distracting.
Yes, because you got to really concentrate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anything going on with Ford as far as any deals coming on?
More and more we're seeing the cheap interest. When you're looking at a 7% interest rate at a credit union, Ford's running a lot of 1/9s, 2/9s, 3/9s.
Okay.
The longer you finance, the higher the rate. And or rebates. We're starting to see rebates come back through. Everything changed yesterday for the April, and I clicked on to check them, and boom, the Expedition's $3,000. Last month, I don't think they had anything. This month, they put $3,000 on them.
Okay.
They're wanting to move that particular line, so that helps move them.
What would you say? Yeah, I mean, back in the old days, I can remember people trading cars every year. Maybe some people still do trade cars every year. But what would you say is, if you have a car, what is the best trading time?
Most of the time now, it's about 4 years. 4 years, 50,000 miles is kind of always been the benchmark. If you trade it by before 50, that's the premium. You know, a 4-year-old car, 50,000 miles, that's a great used car. You're going to get top money. Or you decide it's pay now or pay later, I always say. You know, go ahead and trade down, pay a little bit, or run it out to $100,000 and pay a lot. So if you want to be in a car that's under warranty, that you don't have to worry about, you just, you know, try to keep it under that 50,000 miles and trade it. And that way, you know, let Ford Motor Company pay the repairs and things while it's under factory warranty.
Jeff? This has been very educational for me.
I hope so. Yes. I'm not very smart. So.
Well, me neither. but do you got anything you want to add to this
nope.
little interview here? Anything we covered it all?
You're doing a great job out here. We listen to you every day. Just keep it going.
Oh, well, thanks.
It's on in the showroom all day long.
I appreciate that.
You bet.
Well, thanks so much for coming. And we appreciate Ford and the other dealers in town, the other businesses that advertise with WJBM, because
we got to work together. We're not going to be here.
Yeah, without you guys, we're not here.
Got to keep our money local.
That's right, local up.
You bet.
All right, thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Thanks, Chris.